The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Another hour of the program we call What's on Your Mind for a very simple reason. It's the name of the show because we want to know what's on your mind. That's right. No, don't say anything.
Wait
now.
A minute.
I know
he's going to
bust me.
What is that ringtone?
It's not. It's off. And I put it on silent. I don't know why it was off silent. I was driving last night.
It's not the fact that your ring was on. It sounded like a lullaby.
Well, maybe I like lullabies. Well, you got a problem with that?
Yeah, you tend to drive a lot. I don't need you sleeping at the wheel.
No, here's the truth of the matter. I have no idea how to change it. No idea.
It's
how the phone came. I never have it on.
It's how the phone came.
It is.
I'm surprised you don't have one of those big brick phones from the 80s or something. Or a bag phone or something like that.
Oh, the music's still going.
Yeah.
Bring it on up, Kyle. That's okay.
That's all right. Yeah.
Puts us in a good place. Yeah.
It's better than his ringtone, that's for sure.
A little louder.
Well, it's over now.
Waiting for the world to change. That ought to be my ringtone. I like that, actually. Because we are waiting for the world to change, and there's one way it can change, ladies and gentlemen. That's with you at the helm. That's right, the greatest radio audience on the face of the earth. What's on your mind? The name of the show, because we want to know. And we have one segment here in this hour to find that out, maybe a little bit at the end of the hour. Where did our friend go that said, don't blame Obama for all this stuff? What happened to that fella? Where was he calling from?
Yeah, I was going to say, he needs to call back right away.
Exactly right. So anyway, the floor is yours.
Maybe the phone wouldn't reach the bathroom and he had to go.
Is that what it is? Yeah, okay.
Maybe.
550K Fire, 910 KCJB, AM 1100 The Flag, AM 1090 The Flag, and KLTC 1460 in Dickinson is where you're listening to the program. The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and for that we thank you. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Oh, Todd, we got to talk about my pillow again and your pillow.
Yours is in your truck.
It is.
Are you like banished or what's up here?
No, I travel with my pillow. You think I'm going to leave town without my pillow? I'm like,
well, of course not. Like
Linus in the blanket.
Well, I mean, I'm thinking you probably want to get a couple of spare pillows because that way there you can have your MyPillow that you. Because if you forget it on the road, you're not going to sleep well. You're not going to do a good show.
Exactly.
And then what's going to happen? So you need to get a hold of MyPillow. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Get a hold of them right away and get two more pillows.
I should. I really
so you should leave one in there and so that there's that spare at the house. Or maybe have two in there. So when you leave one in a hotel room or
and
something.
I've done it. I've done it. It's happened.
See?
Yeah. So you're exactly right. So I'm going to call MyPillow today. I'm going to use promo code Scott. I'd love it if you would as well. 800-506-9028. Just so you know, our friends at MyPillow tell me they're selling a lot of pillows. There's a lot of What's on Your Mind listeners who get that this is a great deal. It's a two-for-one deal. Ladies and gentlemen, if you use the promo code Scott. Now, think about that for just 1 minute. All you need to be is a listener to this program. Use the promo code Scott, and you're going to get 50% off when you buy a pillow. Now, that'd be great because we all need pillows, right? I assume everybody in the listening audience, for the most part, uses a pillow. This is the best pillow ever. This is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. This is one with patented interlocking fill that adjusts to any sleep position. It's machine washable. It's non-allergenic. It stays cool. You don't toss and turn. 10-year warranty that it will not go flat, but here's the best part. If you think, yeah, right, I'm tired of hearing you. I don't buy it for 1 second. You've got a 60-night money-back guarantee. So you can sleep on that sucker for 59 nights and send it back on the 60th. I don't want it. There's no risk here. 800-506-9028 is the telephone number. Use promo code Scott. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott and get a great deal on a pillow. Okay? And if you don't believe me, come to the studios of 550K Fire on East Rosser, and there it is.
I hope you left it locked.
You'll find, number one, a Ford F-150 maroon color from S&S Motors in Watford City. It says S&S Motors, Watford City, right in
the
back.
You're not going to have a pillow in there if you left it unlocked.
I don't leave my truck unlocked. It's not
okay.
Unlocked. Right. But you can, I saw it earlier from the from where Dolly's at right there. See, Dolly Dakota's at the front desk when you walk at K Fire 550.
Yeah.
And I was out there chatting with Dolly, and I looked out and I said, that's kind of embarrassing. My pillow's, you know, very prominent there in the back seat because it's on top of the suitcase. So I know it's actually on top of a chair. Why is nobody calling right now?
A chair?
Well, we're here to find out what's on people's mind, and I'm talking about...
Why do you have a chair in your vehicle?
That means we want to find out what's on your mind at 800 228-0550.
Was this tailgating the other day? Is that what that was from?
800-228-0550. You're not going to let the chair go, are you?
No, I'm not. What do you have a chair in your truck for?
There is a wonderful furniture store downtown Bismarck by the name of Montana Furniture and Mercantile. Are you familiar with them?
I'm very.
They're loyal advertisers.
The K-Fire Cafe down there.
Yeah,
John's a great guy.
When are you going to the K-Fire Cafe there again?
Whenever John lets me back again.
John has a better half, and I met his better half.
Right. I want that juniper wood desk. I want that in my office.
It's unbelievable. So anyway, I'm in there the other day. I'm hanging out with John, and my wife is trying to find four chairs that work to go around a family heirloom, a dining room table that her grandfather, I don't know if he made it or if just used it or what, but this goes way, way back.
Okay? Yeah, I think you might find in Montana Furniture Mercantile.
Exactly right, yeah. Okay. So Martin Berg, sat around this table. That's my wife's grandfather up there in Columbus, North Dakota. Okay?
Yeah, okay,
and so it's very special to the family. But we I don't know what happened to the chairs; they're long gone. But the table's still there. So she's been trying to find the perfect chairs to go around the table. Well, do you know they have the perfect everything at Montana Furniture Mercantile.
Absolutely.
So anyway, he sent one home with me so I could make sure it matched great with the chair, and then he's going to order us up four chairs.
Well,
so
I'm
bringing the floor model back with him. That's why my pillow is
why
so prominent.
Why are you so hell-bent on sweeping that under the rug? That's good stuff.
Okay, well, I wasn't trying to sweep. It's just a little embarrassing explaining my pillow and my chair. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now what? Oh, yeah, I'm going to go to the phones because I want to shut up and I want to talk to what people want to talk about.
Yeah, you shut up. This is not what's on Scott's mind.
Yeah, but you've been asking me why the chair? Why the chair? Why the chair? Why the chair?
No, I voiced you, twice?
You asked me, we need to count how many times
you
said.
I told you a billion times not to exaggerate like that.
How many times did Todd, this could be a contest, and we have the tape. We roll the tape. Play the tape. How many times did Todd mention the term chair?
Tape?
After I did.
You are old. Tape?
Yeah, well, I'm a dinosaur. I'll be 50 exactly a month from yesterday. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes, exactly.
October 22nd.
John,
have a party.
John and Minot, save us from this. What's on your mind, John?
Hey. Why is it that we have trains that block the track in Fossil, North Dakota? There's two crossings in North Dakota there in Foxhall. And the train blocks both crossings and they sit there for 2 hours at a time.
Where did you say this was happening, John? I missed that.
Foxhall.
Foxhall?
Foxhall.
Yeah, okay. I've never been to Foxhall, North Dakota. Where is Foxhall?
It's northwest of Minot, about 15 miles.
All right, northwest of Minot. So you'll be up there in that Kenmare area?
Yeah, on the way to Kenmare, between Carpio and Highway 2.
I've been to Carpio. I've been to Donnybrook. I've been to Kenmare. I've not been to Foxholm. Do they have good pie in Foxholm?
No, all they got is the bar, and the beer's not even cold.
The beer is cold? Who drinks warm beer? I put ice in my beer.
It's going to be cold now. He's going to take care of that now, I bet.
Well, I
hope
so.
Your mind here.
Sounds like the Foxhole Watering Hole needs some new management. Come on. We want cold beer.
Send John Taffer over there.
Yeah. Anyway, John. Sorry, John went away. But the larger question is, why in the heck do they stop there and block traffic, right? So do you think that'd be CP track or would that be BNSF track? Because I want to get John an answer. He told us about a fun little watering hole.
Great question.
So if anybody knows if that CP track or BNSF track, call us, and then we'll effort an answer from either one. Okay?
And then stop into that watering hole and let them know about the beer need.
My experience these days is that BNSF is really doubling down on meeting the needs of North Dakota, right? They're not perfect. They're trying to get rid of past dues and everything else, but I at least see when you bring them a question, they tend to get pretty active about fixing it. Canadian Pacific, the exact opposite. Their head's in the sand. So if it's BNSF, I'll probably get you a quick answer at least. You might not like the answer, but I'll get a quick answer.
As far as the beer goes, Germans drink warm beer. So maybe it's warm by design.
There you go.
Just the thought.
Could be.
It might be the intent.
Might be the intent, yeah. Kyle, I need to know who these callers are that are calling us here, so you give me some names quick so I can visit with them. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, because I only have a short time remaining in this segment, and I see some callers pouring in here. Cameron and Minot, tell me what's on your mind quick.
Just going up CP, Canadian Pacific.
That's CP up there, huh?
Yeah.
All right. It's going to take us longer to get an answer, but we're going to get the guy an answer. Okay? What, do you have any idea why the trains would be stalled blocking traffic there in Foxholm? It's not exactly a metropolitan area there. What's the scoop, do you think?
I don't know. BNSF has a policy to cut all crossings because everybody's trying to harvest right now. But I don't know about CP. I guess they have a similar policy, so it might be miscommunication between the dispatcher and the crew.
I got it. Explain to me what you just said about BNSF's policy. They have a policy that what?
Right now, we're supposed to cut all crossings. We're there more than 15 minutes or 30 minutes or something like that.
What does cut all crossings mean?
We cut the train in half so that people can move through the crossing because everybody's trying to harvest right now.
Oh, I see. You're saying BNSF is saying, hey, growers got a lot going on right now. We need to clear these.
Yes.
That's a good policy.
Yes.
So it kind of goes to my point. Anyway, we'll get an answer on CP, try and find out. Jim and Minot called in on this too. Jim, real quick, anything you can add to that?
No, I don't have anything I can add to that. I just wanted to let you know that was CP Rail up there.
You guys are awesome. Best listeners on the planet. Thanks a ton. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms ever show. Soil testing is a critical step you can take to help battle SCN. To assist with this effort, the North Dakota Soybean Council is proud to sponsor an SCN soil testing reimbursement program through the North Dakota State University Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are now available at NDSU County Extension offices. Soybean producers can request up to 3 bags on a first-come, first-served basis. Contact your local county extension agent for more information about the soil testing program.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover. Featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, September 17th, 2014, gold opened at $1,237.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,282.97, $641.48 for a half ounce, or $320.74 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,282.97, $641.48, and $320.74.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Time passages. An 80s tune, Sean? It's an 80s.
70s.
Is it 70s?
So, yeah. Crying out loud.
70s.
Seriously?
70s and 80s.
77?
I don't ever remember the years. I just remember I listened to them, and I remember putting the actual 45 on the turntable at the radio station and playing the song.
Yep.
I can usually see the color. Sometimes I'll remember the color of the label on the 45.
And every once in a while, you get one of those ones that's printed off-center a little bit, and you try to center it so it doesn't sound like this on the radio.
During the break, I banged out an email to Congressman Kevin Cramer and his staff and asked if we couldn't get an answer on the Foxholm delay from CP, because I know Congressman Cramer has been relentless on CP over the mess with the Canadian Pacific and the Canadian government on harvest getting out of here from 2013, let alone 2014, and some of the delays. CP's been a real pain, so I thought he might be connected enough to get us an answer on that. Sounds like another example where they're not really recognizing, look, it's harvest. You do what you got to do. So kudos to BNSF and CP getting the game. Also going to ask him to give us some information on what Congress can do on rules of engagement. We spent a lot of time today on the program talking about that being the big problem on taking on ISIS, and I want to get a congressional perspective on that as well. Brad and Bismarck, before we bring our guest in here, has been waiting a while. Brad, what's on your mind?
I'm wondering why we can't get any 22 shells anymore. I heard they're available in Canada, but here in the States, it's just almost impossible. I travel around quite a bit, and everywhere I go, there's no 22 shells available.
Yeah, it's not new. There's been some ammo shortages for some time that we've talked about on the program, and some theories out there that the government's buying up a lot of it. It's selling like hotcakes. Some of it, obviously because people anticipate some additional gun control coming from the current administration, but don't know specifically on 22s. Tell you what we'll do. We'll call the folks at Shields and get you an answer, though. I'll make a note to do that, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
I don't know that we can put that one on Congressman Cramer, can we, Todd?
Probably not.
Yeah, but he's answered the political side of that before. On that, but I'll ask our friends at Shields. In fact, I forget when it's on the calendar, but we have an expert from Shields going to come on and talk pheasant hunting pretty quick. Because we're closing in on him. Pheasant.
Uh-huh.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll add that to the list for that show as well. 22 past the hour. I want you to meet someone that's been through pure hell. I don't know a better way to describe what he's been through, but it's been pure hell. And I don't know the man. I met him for the first time today. I even have trouble pronouncing his last name. So it tells you that I don't exactly know him well. But I know this. He's the sheriff at Eddy County. He's been in that position for about 5 years. He was a deputy, 4 years, I guess, a sheriff, and 5 years prior to that as deputy. And he has been through an ordeal that every one of us should find absolutely chilling to have the hair on the back of our neck stand up. It had to do with child abuse allegations. And he was exonerated by jurors. What caught my attention about this was the veracity of the jurors' comments about what a raw deal this man had received. So I want you to know a little bit about his story, and we have to figure out how this never happens again to anyone anywhere on the planet. It's a bad deal. The Eddy County Sheriff, Brandon Megra, is with us today on the program. Am I saying the last name right now, Brandon?
Yes, you are.
Thanks for joining us on the program. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me.
So for those of us that are not completely familiar with your case or have not even heard about it at all, what happened to you?
Well, I got married here not too long ago, about a couple years ago here. My wife, Dionne Megra, now, stepson. She has a stepson, Gregory Gonzalez Jr., 10-year-old boy at the time. I farm part-time over in Crookston, Minnesota. I was over there, received a call from my wife. She's upset that she had been, shoved by her son into the stove. I came home, like most normal parents, I guess, in my opinion here. My son got a few swats on the butt, open-handed, on top of his pants, on top of his clothes.
You don't treat your mother like that.
No, you don't.
Right,
you
so don't. I mean, that's why you were hot about it.
Correct.
All right, but what was it? It was a spanking?
Yes, just a spanking. Not much force used.
It wasn't Adrian Peterson style. It was literally a swat on the butt.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. Didn't even bring tears to the eyes of the child.
Okay.
We ended up taking him to the farm the next day. Kids are riding dirt bikes, having a good time. The child in question here that we talk about here took a spill on the dirt bike and ended up getting an injury on his lower back side. Ever since there, my wife Dionne, a little bit of background on that, her ex just got out of prison. This would be the father to this Gregory, and his name is Gregory Gonzalez Sr. he got out of prison for trafficking narcotics, and he pulled a loaded gun on my wife, Dionne, and the child, the 10-year-old child. He wasn't 10 at the time. He was a few years younger than that at the time.
Suffice it to say, not exactly a credible witness.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So how did this start? Do we know? Did the little boy say some things to the father? Or?
Well, that weekend, at the end of that weekend, my wife, Dionne, had been kind of slowly letting them rebuild that relationship between the two since he got out of prison. The child went to the father's house for a few days, and the father seen the bruise and contacted the local law enforcement, social services, and that's kind of where this big mess started.
So social services gets involved. What's the first time you know social services involved?
Well, the child called and asked if he could actually stay for an extra week to stay with his father's, and my wife agreed to it, said that was fine. When it comes to the end of the visit and we come to pick up the child, that is when my wife received a phone call from social services saying that you beat your child, you cannot be around your child. If you and your husband go anywhere near the child, we're going to press criminal charges.
Help me on the timeline on this then. So from the spanking, from shoving his mother, happens when?
This was a year and a half ago. It was the last day of school last year in 2013 in May.
Okay, and then the father gets out of jail when?
Father had been on the jail. He's still on parole. It would have been within that year.
Okay. All right. And so how long from the spanking till the social services call to your wife?
Approximately a week.
Okay. All right. So this all happened pretty quick.
Yes, it did.
And that was a year and a half ago.
Year and a half ago, yes.
All right.
It's drug out for a very long time.
So you tell social services that's not how it happened.
Correct.
He got a swat on the butt because he shoved his mother, and he fell on a dirt bike. A day later.
Correct.
What did they say?
They didn't believe us. They didn't believe a word we said. They had a investigator take over the case. There's a Scott Kraft from North Dakota BCI. He was the one that did all the investigations. He interviewed us. We told him all about it. Even then, still did not believe a word we said. And, you know, with this case going on, I mean, they charged me without even doing an investigation first. I mean, normally you're innocent until proven guilty in this country, and I wasn't. I apparently was an exception to that.
Wait a minute. Say that again. You're saying they charged you without an investigation?
Without even doing their investigation. The investigation finished up about 3 weeks ago. They were still interviewing people as of 3 weeks ago.
Wow. And then, obviously, this went to trial.
Correct.
Most recently, where you were exonerated.
Yes.
And I would ask everybody, and we posted something about this over the weekend. Valley News Live out of Fargo did a pretty good story on this. There has not been a lot of media coverage on your being exonerated, has there?
No, there hasn't. There sure was when a lot of charges were brought up. When the charges were brought up at first, there was a lot of media coverage. And then, and of course, now I haven't even...
Yeah.
You guys are the first ones to contact me besides Neil Carlson over there. Otherwise, our local newspaper hasn't even... talk to me yet.
That's pathetic. That's absolutely pathetic that the media doesn't cover this in a better fashion. Number one, just at a basic basis, fairness, somebody's charged with something, you cover it, it's a big story, and then they're exonerated and you don't cover it? That makes no sense. More of this story when we continue on What's on Your Mind. Do not go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
All right, golfers, listen up. I know summer's slipping away, but fall is a great time for golf, and my friends at Chase on the Lake wanted me to invite you to beautiful Walker, Minnesota for a great deal. Fall golf is beautiful, all the colors. Well, here's your chance to play some top-notch courses while enjoying Leech Lake and Chase on the Lake Resort. The package includes one-night lodging in a classic hotel room, one dinner in the award-winning 502 restaurant, and one round of golf at either Tiana Country Club or Long Bowl Golf Club. If you go Sunday through Thursday, it's only $129, just $30 more for the weekend. Think about it. The rooms at Chase are spacious and wonderful, easily worth the $129 by themselves. Then you get golf at a championship golf course. Throw in a meal at the 502, you're coming in at half price. Room at Chase, round of golf at Tiana or Longbow, plus a meal at the 502. All that for $129 Sunday through Thursday or $30 more on the weekend. Go to chaseonthelake.com. Enter promo code Scott. Get this great fall golfing package. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the freeze-dry guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House chicken stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew, butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The freeze-dry guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Brought to you part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. What does that mean? When I say Apache, what comes to your mind? Sprayers, I'll bet, right? Because they are some of the best sprayers ever. Well, High Plains is where we are. So they're the Apache sprayer dealer for the High Plains. That's why they're called High Plains Apache.
Makes sense.
Yes, and if you go to highplainsapache.com, you're going to find, number one, everything you need to know about High Plains Apache. You're going to also find some used pull-type sprayers that they have on hand they want to move out. 1,000 to 1,500-gallon capacity, big 90-foot booms on them. They have a few used Apache sprayers. You can take a look at them on the website, and, of course, they service like anybody. They're just fantastic, although they're not very busy. I always call the service guys like the Maytag repairmen over there because these things are so reliable. They have a great warranty because they're just, you know, the best of the best. They're also at High Plains Apache, your source for access to 50,000 of the most popular name brand items in the application industry. Stop in today, High Plains Apache, Mandan, and Fargo as well. Actually, Frontier, just south of Fargo. And tell them Scott and Todd sent you. 27 before the top of the hour, we are hearing an incredible story. And I have to tell you, I heard parts of this story before. We mentioned it on the air, you know, especially the part about your wife's ex being a you know, felon just released from jail. I mean, this story smacked at the very beginning of, are you kidding me? What in the heck's going on? Obviously, you never know the whole side of the story, and you've told me more now as far as, you know, the particulars of, you know, the timing on the spanking versus the mini bike accident. So I get all that. But it's just incredible to me, and I hope more people hear this story so we can find out what happened and what went wrong. First of all, how is Gregory Jr.? What do we know about Gregory Jr. right now? Where is he?
Well, he's over his dad's still in Crookston, Minnesota.
He's with the felon?
Yes.
All right. And is he okay? Is he like being with his biological father? What's happening there?
I have not spoke with him. My wife has had just a handful of supervised visits at a visitation center over the last year and a half. The child lived with her forever, you know, prior to that.
And Dion is next to you. Dion is if you don't mind just leaning into the mic here, because I'm curious of your perception in those limited visits that you have had, what you perceive in the way of this child's well-being.
Well, I have never had a chance to even really speak to him about anything about the case. I can't really even ask him who watches him during the day because I get stopped at the visitation center. I can only talk about fun things enjoyable to his life.
So you don't know?
Nothing.
And you've not had this boy, your son, in your presence as a mother for how long now?
Year and a half.
Oh, my gosh. This is unbelievable. And did he get placed there right away after this incident?
Yes, he did.
With his dad who had pulled a gun on you?
And him.
And the little boy?
Yes.
And has a criminal record?
Yes.
And that boy right now is with the felon, thanks to a state's attorney up there who has obviously lost her mind. Some BCI folks that need a wake-up call and some social services folks that need a wake-up call.
They stated he's rehabilitated.
Who's rehabilitated?
My ex.
How would they know that?
Good question.
Yeah, how much time have they spent with him?
Yeah, 1 hour or 2 hours here. Doesn't count.
Oh, my gosh. I got to know how this happened, Sheriff. Back to you on this point. So, who do you blame for this? How did this happen?
Well, there's many agencies involved in this here. Not all, I'm not going to say that all state agency members are corrupt, but I will say there are a handful of them that I have witnessed firsthand that are, in my very opinion here.
Are these BCI agents?
Well, there's one BCI agent involved in this case, and then there is a state's attorney and a couple of social workers.
All right. Now, I know how small-town politics can be, right?
Yes.
And I don't know New Rockford well enough to know if this is a case of small-town politics, that, you know, you're a sheriff. And did you lock horns with social services in Eddy County?
We have. We work several cases together, the agencies involved here. And, you know, we always don't see eye to eye. And, the state's attorney, Travis Peterson, which is our state's attorney, I mean, he turned this case down because it's a clear conflict of interest. I mean, me and him, you know, we work together on a daily basis. So they sent it over to the Wells County state's attorney. Now, I'm still not 100% sure on why she picked up this case. Anytime there's a case involving a sheriff with any kind of trouble, it goes to the attorney general's office, and they handle the prosecution of this. And for some reason, it went right over to the next door neighboring county, which we share the same social services as Eddie Wells Foster County Social Services.
Have you talked to Wayne Stengel about this, our attorney general, at all?
I have sent letters about this case to legislative council, senators, governor's office, social service board, examiner's office. I even sent them all to Barack Obama, just reaching at all straws here, trying to get some type of help here.
Hey, how about Wayne Stengel specifically? Has he got a letter from you, the attorney general?
Yes, they have.
Okay, has he replied?
They did not reply. The only one that replied was actually the governor's office, Jack Dalrymple, and they just said they could not assist me in this matter.
All right, because if I were you, I'd leave here today and go to the Capitol. And I'd ask for a meeting with Wayne Stengel, and I'd ask for a meeting with the governor and say, you know what, something's rotten in Denmark. Don't take our word for it, but somebody, you know, Drew Wrigley's our lieutenant governor. Drew Wrigley's a former U.S. attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Drew's been in this world before, right? He would get the dynamics of that very quick. Somebody needs to look into this.
I agree.
Because this is unforgivable.
Yes.
And in the case of Wayne Stengel, whether he got it or didn't get the case, and why the Wells County attorney got it. Wells County.
Yes.
What's her name?
Kathleen Trojan.
Okay, did you have any history with her prior to this case?
We have worked a couple cases together in the past here. You know, we didn't see eye to eye. It was involving social services. You know, we have professional differences. You know, in a social service case, usually they need a court order from a judge, or B, law enforcement to remove children from the home. Now, I work on some cases then where they believe that the kids should come out of the home, and I don't, so I won't remove them. So I tell them they have to go to the judge and get a judge's order.
Oh.
And that makes them very angry.
Wait a minute. You're telling social services they can't play God, that there actually has to be an independent third party involved.
Correct.
And they don't like that when you're doing that.
Correct.
Wow. So, and you'd locked horns with this Wells County state's attorney before?
Yes.
Her name again?
Kathleen Trojan.
Just trying to keep all the players straight here. Okay. So there's that involvement.
Yes.
Then there's social services. And in the case of Eddie and Wells County, do they have social service child welfare agents there, or do they bring them in up from Bismarck?
No, they have their own there. It's okay. A tri-county agency there where they Eddie Wells and Foster County.
Okay, so this started with them, I assume.
Correct.
Right? And that's who got the call probably from your ex-husband. Okay. So are they culpable here? What did they say when you explained your case? Because it started with them, right?
Yes. We explained the case to them. You know, they didn't believe us. They threatened us the whole time and says, no, you beat the child. You need to
we are going to put a team together, and we are going to assess the situation. And through that team meeting that they had, they come up with the conclusion with services required, and I have to go through all this kinds of anger management, counseling. And I told them, I said, hey, if I don't drink, I'm not going to go to AA. I mean, I didn't beat this child. The child was in a great home. I said, you guys put him in danger now, leaving him over there with this convicted felon, and they didn't care. They said, we assume the child is okay over there.
We assume the child's okay with a biological father who's a convicted felon who pulled a gun on him and his mother before.
Correct.
And is that documented or is that hearsay?
It is documented. They can't go over there and even check on the child because it's across state lines.
And they placed the child with that man.
Correct. They placed him with no court order. They just kept saying, if you go near the kid, we're going to press criminal charges.
So this says you can't make this up. We have some calls with questions or comments. We're talking to Eddie County Sheriff and trying to get to the bottom of this. Brandon Magra on the program today. He was recently exonerated by a jury. And I started to say this earlier, but Valley News Live did some very good reporting on this. We have it on our Facebook page. They actually quote jurors.
Yes.
Quote the jurors.
And I have that in front of me.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing what these jurors said. I want you to share a snippet before we get done, but let me go to a couple of calls who have questions. Larry and Underwood, your question for the sheriff?
Not a question, but a comment and a word of support. I've been dealing with a very corrupt county of McLean County. It started with Merle Torkelson, state's attorney Merle Torkelson, and then it's moved on to Ladd Erickson. I have been charged with crimes for years and years, I never committed by state's attorney Merle Torkelson. She even admitted in court one time that she charged me with crimes I did not commit for the sole intent of ruining my reputation and making me spend money. She admitted this under oath in court, and now it's been removed from court records. I have been slandered, defamed, accused of stuff I never even knew about.
Right, and Larry, we need to know more about that. Don't have the time to dig into it today, but I would promise you this. If you get us some more information on that, we'll be happy to take a look at it and to see if we can help in any way. Ben and Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Ben, tell us.
Hey guys. I had much of a similar story with I spanked my son, and actually I fought it all the way to the state Supreme Court, and I ended up losing, but I guess what it comes down to with the way the laws are currently, it is completely up to judges to decide whether or not you've abused your child. I believe it's 2008, they changed the definition of an abused child to, they added a phrase that says including physical pain. And so all the state Supreme Court cases before that change in the law have no effect of it. Basically, what it comes down to, in North Dakota, we do not have a right to spank our children or discipline our children in a God-fearing way.
That's crazy. I need to know more about your case, Ben, if we have time, but you're nodding your head, Sheriff.
Yeah, that's, the law states that you can spank your children in the state of North Dakota, but then they added that in there, or physical pain. Well, a mosquito bite can leave a definition of physical pain. I mean, so what's that barrier there, and where do we draw the line?
Now, in his case, he said a judge decides whether or not you can spank your child. In your case, he didn't get that far, right? This was social services before an investigation was even done.
Correct.
Yeah, so, I mean, that to me, due process was not followed in your case at all.
It wasn't.
Because, again, BCI agent doing investigation interviews right up to, shortly before your trial.
Right. A year and a half later, I mean.
Yet the son is gone. He's with the ex who's a felon, taken away from you, and you're presumed guilty.
Yes.
Before any of that's done. That's just not right. Have the actual conversation first. Ben, appreciate you sharing a little bit of that story. Again, be happy to hear more about it as well, because separate from our conversation with the sheriff today, and given the news of late of Adrian Peterson and everything else, I think we need a conversation about what does the law say about discipline. There is obviously a line between discipline and child abuse.
Yes.
And I think 99.9% of our audience will be able to tell you that's discipline, that's child abuse, right? And there's always going to be a little bit of a gray area there. But what I'm hearing you say is you've been put through a year and a half of pure hell because you simply spanked your child.
Yes.
In a very, what I would call, traditional spanking sense. Your stepson. That's just not right. Anyway, we'll finish this conversation on the other side of the break. Our guest today, an exclusive interview that I hope other media will follow, is Eddy County Sheriff Brandon Magra. Especially all call to the media that were all there on the charges that are not there once a jury has acquitted this man. More coming up.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
According to a Kaiser Family Foundation study, North Dakotans pay hundreds of dollars more each year for prescription drugs than consumers in other states. We're the only state that prohibits retailers like Target, Walgreens, and Walmart from hiring licensed pharmacists and offering hundreds of commonly prescribed prescriptions for just $4 a month. Let's cut the cost of prescription drugs. Vote yes on Measure 7.
Paid for by North Dakotans for lower pharmacy prices. Lisa J. Carlson, Treasurer.
Yes, North Dakotans should always be able to buy or sell a home without government adding another tax on property. Yes, buying a home is expensive enough. We don't need a new tax adding to the cost. Yes, North Dakotans are taxed enough. Yes, we can stop a double tax on property. Learn more at VoteYesOnMeasure2.com. Stop the tax. Vote yes on Measure 2. Paid for by Vote Yes on Measure 2 Committee, Nancy R. Willis, Campaign Coordinator.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night. It's ready the next morning. Interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the Truck Bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
Congressman Kevin Cramer. He has a North Dakota trait a lot of people in Washington haven't seen. It's called common sense. Last year, Kevin Cramer voted to end the government shutdown and helped get the government back to work.
We need to break the gridlock in Washington, and using a little North Dakota common sense is the way to do it. I'm Kevin Cramer, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Cramer for Congress.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Agriculture and find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Levi, a young farmer from Ypsilanti, wants to talk about his concerns on giving conservation groups $150 million a year through Measure 5. Tell me more, Levi.
As a young farmer and hunting enthusiast, I am very concerned about Measure 5. These out-of-state groups, which, by the way, are providing 94% of the amendment's funding, say the money would be used to create more state parks, thereby increasing hunting opportunities. It's not about creating hunting opportunities for North Dakotans. It's about locking up the land. Hunting rarely happens in the state parks, and when it does, it is highly controlled. Also, North Dakota has more national wildlife refuges that offer protected habitat for wildlife than any other state in the country. This is why I'm voting no on Measure 5.
Levi, thanks. Find out more of what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. Incredible benefits for being a member. Save money on vehicles, cell phone plans, appliances, hotel stays, and even trips to New York City. Yes.
Rub it in.
Some crazy talk show host and his wife are going to be going on December 7th.
We get that part right.
Nothing like Christmas in New York City. That's all I'll tell you. And love to have lots of KFIRE listeners, KCJB listeners, AM 1100 The Flag and AM 1090 The Flag listeners, and same with KLTC. Join us. So check it out at ndfb.org. We're also brought to you today by PetroServe USA, the folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields and help you fuel better. That's right, helping America fuel better. So whether you fill up in the shadow of the Capitol in Bismarck or their Mandan location or all the places as you head down I-94 eastbound, into Minnesota as well, PetroServe USA. All right, let's continue our conversation in our final segment with our guest, the sheriff of Eddy County, Brandon Magra, who's told us an incredible story here. Brandon, another call I want to get in, then we'll just kind of wrap this up here a little bit and talk about where we go from here. Gary in Wells County, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. How you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to add that there has been problems for quite a few years with the state's attorney here in Wells County. My family and I, we went through a very serious situation for nearly 2 years with a former employee that we had let go, who during those 2 years, he stalked my family. He burglarized my warehouse at least on two occasions. Number of different things. My family and myself, we were scared for our safety during this time. And the sheriff of Wells County at that time and the state's attorney, we got absolutely no help whatsoever from these officials.
Well, I want to hear more of these stories. We don't have a lot of time in this segment, Gary, so I'm gonna keep moving. But let's talk about the state's attorney. First of all, your trial. This was a year and a half ago this happened.
Yes.
What was the first trial date scheduled for?
I don't remember. Don't have it in front of me, but there were several hearings, of course, leading up to the trial. And every time we got up to the hearing date, a week before or a couple of days prior, it would continuously get postponed.
This was Kathleen.
Yes.
This is the Wells County attorney.
Correct.
Postponing hearings. You're wanting to get in court. You want to get this settled, which ultimately you were exonerated. And a jury said not guilty.
Correct.
Overwhelmingly. Do you have one of those lines from one of the jurors, by the way, and what they said?
I do. And this one really struck home for me and my family here. I'm not going to mention any names which juror, sent this to me, but I would like to read it out here because it's just amazing in my opinion here. It says, "I want to express to you and your entire family how upsetting it was to see how outrageously you were treated. Very obvious to the entire jury that it was a complete witch hunt and that social service officers put the blinders on to the other side's information. It was my opinion that the prosecution had some personal vendetta against you. I spoke with the Eddy County State's Attorney on my way out of the courthouse last night and told him that it was a complete waste of time, and if I could, I would press charges against the prosecution and have their license removed. I wish you and your family the best. I know it's been a very long road. Best of luck with everything."
Wow.
That was
pretty eloquent from a juror.
Yes.
So why did these delays keep happening? Is this about your sheriff's race, in your view?
I can't help but think it is. Now we are just a little over a month away from the election here to come November 4th. And, I don't see what other reason there would be to drag this out over a year and a half. There's no murder trials don't even go this long.
Well, we are going to invite the Wells County attorney to come on this program. We're going to come up to Eddy County. We'll come up to New Rockford to make it easy for her to come on, because I think she needs to answer for this stuff, as does some state folks as well, social services and BCI as well. And I hope you take our advice and go over to the Capitol today. And the meeting might not happen today, but at least you know, put a name with a face and schedule something and try and get on the radar and maybe get your letters responded to.
Absolutely.
And when we come up, maybe we'll host a debate for the sheriff's race there. Would you be up for that?
I'm up for anything.
Okay, and that's November, because your name's been dragged through the mud. Ridiculous. I do hope you get Gregory Jr. back soon, so that needs to be fixed.
Thank you. Yes, we got to go to court over that yet. Now we got probably another year worth of hearings and stuff trying to get the kid back in custody court.
So. How much is all this costing?
We're at between $30,000 and $40,000 right now. I mean, we got Minnesota lawyers over there as well that we're going to have to pay.
We had a call earlier that I'm not going to have time to get to that said, do you plan legal action as a result of this?
I do.
Yeah, well, you should, right? I mean, there somebody needs to, you know, there needs to be something here.
Yes.
Yeah, and I don't know whether that comes from the county, the state, or what, but, you know, at a minimum, what you've put out of pocket as a result of this.
Correct.
You know, you've got a case, it would seem to me, and I'm no attorney. Good luck to you. We'll honestly come up to Eddy County, and we're going to invite the state's attorney to try to get to the bottom of this, but really sorry you had to go through this. Thank you, Brandon. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, good to meet you and Dion as well, and we'll continue to follow the story. Memo to the rest of the media, get in the game. This is ridiculous. How is this not a story? Just take the word of the jurors, for crying out loud. Eddy County Sheriff Brandon Magra with us live from Dickinson at the North Dakota Patron Council meeting tomorrow.
Love New York City at Christmas time. It's magical. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnom. Together with the North Dakota Farm Bureau, inviting you to enjoy a New York City holiday. 4 nights in Manhattan, the Big Apple, beginning December 7th. Join my wife, Maria, and I, and lots of good folks from all across the region as the North Dakota Farm Bureau has put together a great package at a great price. It's all-inclusive. That's right. New York City. Even before the first snowflakes fall, the city transforms into a magical Christmas wonderland. Lights and decorations and skaters in Central Park and the Rockettes kicking up their heels at Radio City. It's going to be fantastic. This trip includes everything. The tours, the Broadway show, the Statue of Liberty, everything you need to see, plus 4 nights in the wonderful Belvedere Hotel. This place is amazing. 6 meals, 4 breakfasts, 2 dinners, a professional tour director. It's incredible. And it's at a great price. Membership has its benefits. So check it out at ndfb.org. The North Dakota Farm Bureau, ndfb.org. Join us in New York City this Christmas.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
1 out of 3 young adults and 1 out of 2 recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100
square foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.